This season, the biggest story on the Notre Dame football team was Manti Te'o, who, we were told, drew motivation from the bravery with which his girlfriend, Lene Kakua, was battling leukemia, to which she succumbed in September, and from the death of his grandmother on the same day. Back in November, Eric Hansen of the South Bend Tribune told Only a Game listeners how the team's fans at Notre Dame's game against Michigan on September 22nd responded to the steadfastness with which Manti Te'o was handling his challenges.
Almost the whole stadium was filled of people wearing Lays in tribute to Manti Te'o, the All-America linebacker who lost his girlfriend and grandma within 24 hours. And he has been a transformative player on and off the field and in the locker room. He's certainly the best defensive player in America, maybe the best player in America. He's helped turn around recruiting. He's a scholar athlete. He's kind of the kid that you want to adopt and be your son.
Losing his grandmother must have been hard for Manti Te'o. Losing his girlfriend was impossible because it turned out she'd never existed. Lene Kakua was the creation of an internet hoaxer. On Friday night, Te'o told ESPN's Jeremy Schapp he had no part in the hoax, though he had, quote, tailored his stories so people wouldn't think he was, quote, some crazy dude. Sports Illustrated's Michael Rosenberg is among the many people trying to figure out who knew what when about Manti Te'o's imaginary girlfriend and her imaginary death. Michael, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me on again.
Deadspin broke the story about the hoax itself. Deadspin, as you have written, seems fairly confident that Te'o was not duped. Does the fact that they broke the story suggest to you that perhaps they're right about Te'o's complicity in the hoax?
Well, they certainly may be right, and they didn't say he clearly was in on it. They just strongly implied it. I think the interesting thing to me is that it's very clear that Te'o lied about this girl. The question is, when did the lies stop and when does his being duped begin? Unfortunately, when you've lied a little bit, it's hard to say, but I was telling the truth about something else and have people believe you. So we may never really know.
I have to tell you that I laughed out loud at one particular line in your column, even though laughter may not be entirely appropriate in this circumstance, but you can probably guess which line it was.
Well, yeah, Notre Dame said that when Te'o says he met her, he only meant online. And I just said, well, by that standard, most men in this country have spent time alone with Kate Upton. You know.
I'm doing it again.
Yeah, Notre Dame is being a bit naive here to think that Te'o had told the entire truth the entire time. That's simply very clearly not the case. That doesn't mean he wasn't duped.
Sports Illustrated, of course, was one of the more prominent publications to publish details about Te'o's relationship or alleged relationship that were apparently fictional. What have you heard from your colleagues at SI or perhaps from other reporters who wrote stories assuming Lene Kakua was legitimate?
Pete Thamel, who wrote the story for Sports Illustrated, really worked hard on that at the time, and he wrote a story for SI.com going into detail of all the work that he did and his entire interview with Te'o. But honestly, you know, my detector would not have gone off at that point and said something's fishy here, something's not right. And obviously a lot of people wrote it as part of the Te'o story. And for whatever reason, nobody ever figured out that this was not true until Deadspin did.
It's interesting to me, Michael, that you end your story with an opinion, your opinion. You think Te'o was duped, but then you don't quite end the story there.
No, I think what I wrote was, and if I've convinced you, then I'm sorry to hear that because I tried to tell you I don't know anything. And the part of that there is when you hear these stories and you hear theories, I think our natural tendency is to believe these things. And if somebody tells you why he was duped, you believe it. If someone tells you why he was in on it, it sounds good. You start to believe it. The truth is, in this case, there are so many lies to uncover that we really don't know the answer to that question right now.
It bears repeating that Manti Te'o was a Heisman Trophy candidate and pretty much a lock as a first-round NFL draft pick, I guess. We might be getting ahead of ourselves here, but do you think this time next year we'll be talking about NFL star linebacker Manti Te'o?
If NFL teams have questions about you in any way, you drop. I mean, that's how it is. This is a big investment for them, and he's not considered a can't-miss guy. He's considered probably a top 10 top 15 prospect.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me to see him drop in the draft a little bit, but this is not the end of his career. I mean, he hasn't been accused of a crime. I do think he can expect to be heckled quite a bit wherever he plays next year. Now, whether those fans are real or not, I can't say.
Michael Rosenberg's column, Teo Girlfriend Hoax Filled with More Questions Than Answers, appeared on SI.com, and you can link to it at our website, onlyagame.org. Michael, thanks very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.